Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 29, we were taught that any Christian trying to do God's work in his own way is headed for failure. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Any Christian trying to do God's will his own way is headed for both failure and ineffectiveness. Don't look at numbers. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. And then when we think of the apostles in front of the world, most of them having died martyr's death, they didn't have the numbers, but they did have the power of God. And they, as a result, were not failures. You're a failure when you're ineffective for a holy God. And by that, I don't mean ineffective in that you didn't reach a certain crowd of people. No, I mean you're ineffective because you don't have the power of God in your witness. Don't have the power of God that calls to repentance and faith. And if you are a failure or ineffective for Christ, it's you're standing by and you're not really taking that stand that you know you need to take for the Lord. What should you do? Well, Revelation 3:19, I think, is a good one. He tells us to repent. He tells us to repent. The Lord chastens those that are his own. Repent ye therefore. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you've got the promise of his forgiveness. You've got the promises of his love, as in Revelation 30:19. Again, as many as I love or rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. So it's based on love. You may have good intentions, but you find all religious attempts on your part have failed. Why is that? Could it be that you are very religious? You were raised religious, but you're not saved. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. In Acts 17:30 and 31, we're told that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. And how? By that man, Jesus Christ, whom he has raised from the dead. In the war that we'll read in the next chapter, the Philistines had victory, but their victory was only temporal. And there's not a Philistine nation today, but there is a Jewish nation. Your first step in getting right is repent. Repent means to turn from. It's not just the idea of turning from sin, it's the changing of the mind. In other words, you're ready for the Lord to take your sin away. You can't take it away yourself. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ does. It cleanses us from our sin. But repenting is, okay, I'm ready for the Lord to take my sin away. I'm ready for him to be my God, to be my Lord, to be my master, to be my Savior, to be the one that purchases me. And my friend, that's the idea of repentance. If you have the idea of, look, I'm just going to say, Jesus, come to my heart and save you. And I honestly believe that you did die on a cross for my sins and rose from the dead. But if you think that I'm going to give up this now, no, I'm going to live like this and I'm going to, no, then if that's your attitude, you're going straight to hell, my friend. I can tell you that, not on my authority, on the authority of God's word. It's so funny. I heard a false preacher stand in the pulpit one day and say, John 3:16, for whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He says, you see there, it doesn't say repent, and it doesn't say even to pray. It just says believe. That's all you got to do to be saved. Well, what about the verses that say repent and doesn't say anything about faith? Could I come back and say, okay, all you have to do is repent. It doesn't say a thing about faith. You see how ignorant these things are, and Satan is such a deceiver that there are people like that that actually believe it. No, you must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. See, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's me, that's you, that's each of us. There's none righteous, no, not one. Now, you might be righteous in my sight, but I'm not the one that's the judge. We all know that inside there are a lot of things wrong. That's why we see that the Bible tells us that every idle word will be brought into judgment. This intents of the heart, every hidden thing will be made known. Wow, well, when we know that, then we know that none of us are innocent before an all-holy God. And so, realizing that we're sinners, we need a Savior, and we can't save ourselves. But Jesus Christ is that Savior. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus died for you to have everlasting life. He paid your penalty on the cross. That's why we read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, my friend, he died for us. He died for you. He died for me. For he bore in his body, according to 1 Peter 2:24, all sin, our sin, in his own body on the tree. We find out in 1 John 2:2 that he died for the sin of the whole world. But you see, for anybody in the world to be saved, they must receive him. And Jesus said in John 1:12, we read there that it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You're relying on Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection for your salvation. In Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What does it mean? Thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You're believing that he was actually God in the flesh. That's what it means. That he was Lord. But he was also Jesus, meaning that he was also the substitute for your sin, to pay your penalty in full. And that also with the heart speaks of our life. With the heart, man receives him. So, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. So we believe that he actually, physically rose from the dead, meaning that he has the keys of hell and of death, meaning that he has victory over the devil, over all. Everything that conquered us, he conquered. And so he says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now we don't believe into our own righteousness, but unto the righteousness of Christ, as that that makes me acceptable before God. And so, if I'm going to believe in the righteousness of Christ, then I'm also receiving him as my Lord. You might say as my Father, as my Savior. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, God does not lie, and that's his promise to you. What you have to do is respond. Respond. You repent, you receive, and you respond to the Lord. And if you respond to him by receiving him and calling upon him, he will save you. Why not right where you are right now? If you're not sure that if you die today, that heaven is your home, why not receive him right now? You see, what you're doing is admitting, yes, I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. And you're willing for him to cleanse you from your sin, to take it from you, and to become your God and Savior and your Lord. You believe that he died on the cross for your sins, literally, for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and that he physically rose from the dead. Therefore, believing that he does not lie, you call upon him to save your soul. And if you believe that and you're willing to do that, then why not pray this prayer, the prayer that I'll pray? It's only words if you would not mean it. But if you mean it, why not right now just pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up physically from the dead. Please cleanse me of my sin. I give you my life right now. Come into my heart and life and save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, I want to encourage you to do two or three things. Number one, get in your either on the internet or in the phone book or somewhere and find a church that is fundamental and true to the Word of God. By that, I mean like this. You could look into a church that is an independent Baptist, find out, call them. Just because they have independent Baptists does not mean it's a good church. Find out if they use the King James Bible. Find out if they use the old music or they're using all this new contemporary. If it's a new contemporary, they're not using King James, don't go. But if you find a good church like that and they're preaching the Bible, call them up and tell them the decision you made and you want to know the next step. Secondly, on our website, we have a booklet called Building Blocks, and you can look at that booklet there on site free. You can download it. You can have it printed out however you want to do it with it. And it's got 10 chapters, short chapters, 2 or 3 pages, 8.5 by 11 pages each, with 7 questions at the end. And they're there just to tell you how to start your new life. It'll teach you things about Bible doctrine, about the coming of Christ, about the kind of church you're to attend, and baptism, and all those things. And it'll tell you about that. And then thirdly, let me ask you just to write us and let us know that you've made this decision. It means so much to us, especially not only to myself, but we have other people, our radio station manager, Dr. Hopper, our engineer that works here from our vantage point, Brother Vaught, and then also our announcer, Jerry Banks, and each of these giving their time freely. It means so much for them to hear from you and to hear that you received Christ as Savior. And boy, I tell you what, it just makes all those hours of work they put in just seem so much better. Well, I see that our time is up. Don't miss now our next broadcast. We'll be starting in chapter 30 here, 1 Samuel. We have the last 2 chapters to go. Please ask your friends to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.